Anderson, El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, broadcasting from the shores of the El Pacifico. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're on every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. David G. Hall will join us here, the Vice President of Syndication, in just a moment to talk to us about our discussion here that we're having this evening about the resurging economy, relationships between employees, employers, so on and so forth. We'd like you to visit our website, philhendryshow.com. This is where you can get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. Go behind the scenes. Watch us as we produce the show. Watch us as we perform the show. Watch us between, in the commercial breaks when we're just, screaming and yelling and I'm getting upset and I'm throwing things and Dan's telling me that he's going to quit. It's fantastic. Then, of course, our news and information hour, Bud, and you'll see Bud and Robert. Yes, sure. And it's great. You also get access to our thousands of hours of archive material. And while you're there, visit our souvenir shop. The Phil Hendry Shop has the new Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies. You got Phil Hendry Show baseball caps, as well as T-shirts, as well as coffee mugs. You got a fantastic cappuccino mug. Is that what that is? It's a big one, man. And shot glasses. Just in time for the summer, a true original, the Phil Hendry Show shot glass. You got to have that. In fact, I'm going to be playing poker this weekend with my very dear, close, personal friends, a bunch of guys whose names I'm not at liberty to divulge. And anyway, because I'm on a diet, tequila is only about whatever the hell it is, 95 calories per ounce. That means two shots of tequila, less than 200 calories. And since I'm doing my 2,000 calories a day, I can get just smashed on tequila at the poker game, lose all my money, but still be well within my limits for my diet. So anyway, go to our souvenir shop and pick up something nice. We also have our CDs. We also have downloads of the CDs. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. David G. Hall joining us, our partner in crime, Vice President of Syndication for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. David, good to have you on the show this evening.
That's great.
I know that you talked to, and we heard you talking to, the lady who said she heard a lot of noise. So we got a first-hand glimpse at your style with customers, a listener. What did you, what did you take away from that? What did you tell her? What did she tell you?
Well, I mean, you got a listener, a lady, who she called up and said, every time I listen to the radio station, I listen to, she's listening to WFTL and Fort Lauderdale, and I said Miami, and she said no, Fort Lauderdale. I said I appreciated that you'd say Miami because it sounds a little, more. It sounds big time, and she'd have none of it, and that bothered me. But I said okay, fine, have it your way.
What's the station?
It's WFTL. It's in Fort Lauderdale. But I said, could you just go ahead and say it's in Miami? And she said no, it's in Fort Lauderdale. So
where was she calling from?
She was calling from Boca Raton, so I guess it made a big difference to her. So. In any event...
Well, I mean, if it's in Fort Lauderdale...
Okay, Phil, fine. You made your point. But I just thought it would be nice if you'd say, hi, I'm listening to Phil Hendry in Miami. Miami. You know? You know where that is, right?
Yeah, I know where it is. I understand that. I worked at WSHE there years ago. That's in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, Phil. We can take a stroll down memory lane later. I'm just saying it would be nice if we just... It's Miami, okay?
All right, it's WFTL Miami. There.
God, man, all I'm trying to do, I'm trying to help you here, okay?
All right, fine.
So she said that she's hearing a lot of noise. She's hearing a lot of bumping and scratching. And I said, where's this? She said, on the radio station. And I said, she says, I'm hearing noise and screeching and a lot of bumping, and I can't make it out. I said, oh, ma'am, that's not noise and bumping and screeching. That's the Phil Hendry Show, is what I said to her.
Okay.
Come on, will you?
Well, what did you say to her?
I said that we'll check it out. And I said, but, you're probably because you're old and your hearing is shot. And
you didn't say that.
Yes, I most certainly did.
No, you didn't say that.
I most certainly did. And she took it and laughed and thought it was very funny. See, one of the problems that you have, Phil...
Wait. You said to the lady, your hearing is shot and you're old, and she laughed.
Yes, she said, ha, ha, ha. Thank, I know you're kidding, or whatever she said, forget. But she was fine with it. One of the problems you've got, we talk about customer relations. A lady calls up, she says, there's a lot of scratching and noisy stuff going on your show, Phil. If she said that to you, said it to me. I said, yes, ma'am, what is it? I said, what's the show? She said, the Phil Hendry Show. And then I made a joke. I said, oh, that's scratchy, noisy crap. I said, that's just Phil's show. It's just scratchy, noisy crap. And she went, ha, 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 and so did I. And that's when I said, but really, it's probably because you're old and your hearing is shot to hell. And she kept, ha, 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 ha. She kept laughing.
And well, maybe she didn't hear you insult her.
Understand something. Let's get you off your high horse. It's not insulting just to make a nice joke.
And you're old and your hearing is shot, and that's a nice joke.
If you learned how to do a little bit more of that. Now, one of the problems we had in the last hour, and this is this goes right to what it is I'm talking about. You were talking to Bob Green. He's a longtime sponsor. And he got emotional.
Yes, he did.
I heard that. He got emotional because you raised your voice to him. And I think a lot of people, and it goes back to a very, very young place in a lot of people. They remember being yelled at by their fathers. They remember being yelled at by their... Have you ever cried when somebody yelled at you?
Yes.
When was that? Boy, I can't wait to hear this.
When I was in high school. I remember very vividly crying. I was a freshman in high school, and I was screamed at by this senior because they were hazing us, and I started to cry.
And you cried? Okay, how old were you?
I was like 14.
But, you know, I mean, I'm talking about like as a man.
I'm sure I've cried.
No, when someone yelled at you.
Bob, no. I don't think so. Probably.
My name is David.
Dave, I'm sorry. No, I think that as an adult male, I probably have gone off to a hole someplace where no one would see me and cried.
All right. Well, Bob Green was caught. You caught him. You yelled at him, and he started to get emotional. I think he pulled it together, and kudos to him. And I thought that you could have apologized to him. You didn't. Okay, move on. That was then. This is now. All right, fine. You know, one of the things that I worry about are the emotional state of people. If you yell at a man and he cries on the air, how much separates that moment from that moment when someone calls the police and said, I thought I heard a car backfire, and, oh, no, you didn't. That's a body out there in the woods. You see what I mean?
Well, what are you trying to tell me?
What am I saying that you don't understand?
So, in other words, this guy, Mr. Green, cried and he committed suicide.
I didn't say that. I said we have to learn how much distance there is between that moment when you yell at a guy and he cries and the moment when someone calls 911 and says, I thought I heard a car backfire, but now I see what looks like a dead deer, but it could be a man with a pistol laying next to him out in the woods in the snow. How much distance is there?
Boy, you got some imagination going there, man.
What am I saying that you don't understand?
So the guy cries, and the next thing we know, he's outside and he killed himself.
Yes. Now, here's what I was trying to say. You're bald. And I want to just let people know that. I know you know you're bald, and I know that I know you're bald, but the people out there listening, you're bald. Okay? Are you bald?
Yeah, I'm bald, yeah.
All right. Robert Green, one of our sponsors, wears a hair system. Mr. Green had said, why don't you wear one too, Phil? And you said, because I don't feel like it. Now, there was a moment of vulnerability there. There was a moment in which he wanted to say to you, and you could have said to him, but you know something, Bob, maybe I ought to try it. But instead, you let him dangle. You let him hang there. So when a guy who is bald asks another bald guy, don't you wear a hair system? How far is the distance between that moment and someone calling 911 and saying, I thought I heard a balloon pop?
Okay, I get the point. I get the point, all right? Now, I got to take a break. And
well, you got to let me finish.
I understand what you're saying. I thought I heard a balloon pop. I understand what you're saying. We'll get to the bottom of what David is talking about here when we come back. 877-87. That's not noise and garbage. That's the Phil Hendry Show. Aha! It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is 911. Yes, I thought I heard a balloon pop, but it could be a guy.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
877-876-PHIL, and we're on with David G. Hall, and we're going to get to some calls tonight, but I wanted to just talk with David here as we are discussing employee-employer relations, customer relations, and so forth. Now, the lady that called, and she said that she heard a lot of crackling noises, this and that. She had called WFTL. They said it was on the network side, but in point of fact, it's on our radio show side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, whatever is going on there, I don't know whether it's the phone that you use, the phone system, but you hear an awful lot of the phone static, and that's, I try to explain that to her.
But you also said, yeah, you're some old lady and your hearing's going.
Yeah, and she laughed, too. See, if you know what you're doing, if you know how to talk to people, what I'm trying to say, Phil, they're not going to start to cry, which is almost what happened with Bob Green. They're not going to get angry. They're going to listen. They're going to laugh along with you. Now, I want to get back to the discussion I had. Bob Green asked you if you were bald. You are bald. Bob Green wears a hair system. He's one of our top sponsors. He asked you, do you wear a hair system, Phil, or have you ever? You said no. Now, I know you were being honest, and I know you didn't see any harm in being honest, but do you understand what happens to a man who has lost his hair, doesn't have any hair, and isn't secure about it, and buys a hair system? And
What is a hair system?
Hold on for just a minute. Just let me get out a thought. Buys a hair system, or if you will, a hairpiece, or if you will, a toupee. That is not what Bob Green has. He's got a hair system. Well, let's say he gets hair plugs or whatever. I think, especially if it's one of your top sponsors, you make him feel secure. You didn't do that. Instead, you yelled at him. He sounded like he was going to bawl like a baby. This guy's a CEO and the founder of Fraser Foods, and you had this guy almost sniveling, yeah. Like a baby. And
well, what could I have done?
What you could have done is when he said, Phil, you're bald. Have you ever thought about a hair system? You could have said, well, it's, you know, that's a pretty good idea. But I know you. You don't want to do that. You want to be Mr. Independent, and you want everybody in Radioland to think, oh, Phil's better than that. He's a bald guy, and he's going to stay bald, and there's just no, you know, he ain't going to cover that up. He's bald. And you don't care how it makes someone feel until... Hello, 911. Yeah, I thought I heard...
Okay, can we... The suicide image is really bothering me.
Well, I hope it does.
And I don't think it's accurate, and I think it's very macabre and morose of you. I don't think it's accurate to say the guy's going to go out and blow his brains out.
Well, bald guys, maybe not all bald guys, but a lot of bald guys don't have a lot of... It bothers them that they're bald. Doesn't it bother you that you're bald?
Yes, I don't like being bald. If they had a pill that I could take... And it would grow my hair back, I would tank it.
Do you use any of that Rogaine?
When I say early on, in the early 80s, I went to a dermatologist, Dr. Goldman in Beverly Hills.
Oh, well, pardon me.
Well, I'm telling you, because the guy's very well known.
I never heard of him.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not very well known. He's a very well-known dermatologist. And I took the treatment, you know, he gave me these shots in my scalp, man. And I don't know what the hell it was, Rogaine. But then it all became available over the counter.
Well, do you use it?
No, I don't use it, man. I don't use it. I'm freaking bald, Jack.
Well, yeah, but so in other words, you said a pill, but why don't you use the thing? You could get something going up there.
No, you're not going to get anything going, man, at this particular point. Okay?
And do you, let me ask you this. Are you one of these bald guys that wears the ponytail? Because I got to tell you.
No, I am not.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Did you ever?
There was probably a time there where I, yeah, mistakenly did.
Oh. Man, I got to tell you.
All right, don't make a big deal out of it.
I got to tell you, though, that is... So I said that to Bob when Bob started advertising with us and before he went out and got the McLaren hair system. I said to him...
The McLaren hair system, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's great, Phil, thank you, because I was trying to get him as an advertiser and there you are, oh, I don't know him. So I said...
I don't know...
So I said to him, are you going to wear that... I said, is that ponytail... Do you like that? And he said, sure, why? And we were going out that night. This is when he was single. And he's been single, you know, off and on for about 3 or 4 years since he divorced his second wife?
I don't know.
All right. I said, what you did there, is that something you like that? And he said, you seem to be uncomfortable. I said, I'm not uncomfortable, because I got to keep in mind, he's a sponsor.
Okay.
I said, no, I'm not uncomfortable at all. He says, well, is there a problem? I said, there's no problem at all. There's no problem at all. He said, well, okay. I said, I just wanted to know, is that the way it's going to be?
Were you talking about a ponytail?
Yeah, he had a little ponytail, bald as hell, like you, but kind of the long hair, only pulled it into ponytail.
And you said to him, is that the way it's going to be?
Yeah, I wanted to, in other words, Phil, I'm teaching you what is called a little bit of skill, social skill, all right? I wanted to send a message to him that he looked like a complete ass. He looked like he was wearing someone's ass on his head. But I didn't want to tell him that, because he's a sponsor.
So instead, you sort of kept asking these questions.
Yes, I said, yes, I did. Because what you want to do is maneuver him to a place where he says, oh, the hell with it, I'm going to take the... He had a little tie, a twist tie or something, that he got off of a garbage bag, and he tied it.
Twist tie from a garbage bag?
Yeah, that's how he tied it, with a twist tie from one of these hefty bags.
Are you out of your mind? You mean the little black...
No, it was the white one that you did to with the ridges.
And he tied a ponytail with a hefty bag twist tie.
Yeah. And I can't say anything to him because that's a lot of money he spends with your show. So he's got his hair pulled back in a ponytail with a twist tie he got from the hefty trash bags. We're on our way out to pick up these two really slamming women. I'm telling you, I picked them out myself, all right? And when David G. Hall says that he's going to set up the women for the night, you don't have to worry at all. You sit back and relax and watch the fireworks begin. So,
well, I mean, what are we talking about?
So you think I got hookers, huh?
Well, what are we talking about?
They're people I know, okay?
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
You got some nerve on you, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know. You're saying when David G. Hall picks out the women for the night.
They're people I know. They're friends of mine. Here's this guy with his hair pulled back like that. I said to him, hey, how you doing, buddy? Great. I said, are you ready to go? He says, yeah. Now, understand, he already looks like he's just all wrong. He's got on a vest. He's got on a pair of very tight leather pants. He's got on looks like a rodeo shirt. The whole effect, it's just, he looks horrifying. But I can't tell him, go in there and change your clothes, because you're going to embarrass me into the grave. I can only make... You got room for one comment. And the comment that I reserved it for was the twist tie in the hair.
Let me just ask you a question. This guy came out of his house dressed in what?
He had on a vest. He had on tight leather pants, too tight. And on like a rodeo... I call it a rodeo shirt. It was a Western shirt. And he was wearing those, like, not moccasins, but they looked like moccasins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I reserved my commentary for the hair. I figure he can look like a clown if he wants to, but that hair in the ponytail, when you're bald and you pull it back like that, you're a loser. Now, Phil, I've been reading these Rommel tweets of yours, and he's another loser.
All right, so the point is what? The point is don't talk about being bald and not getting a hair system in front of bald guys.
Right, because bald guys, if you are in front of an insecure bald guy and you talk about getting a hair system, and that bald guy is thinking about getting a hair system, he's going to feel encouraged. He's going to feel confident. But if you start saying, oh, I'm bald, but I don't care, I'm going to stay bald, and that guy is wetting himself every night thinking about what a cue ball head he's got, I can't.
Yeah?
If he's going to bed every night wetting the bed thinking about the cue ball that he's got between his shoulders, yeah.
All right, well, I understand what you're saying. Make him feel confident.
Exactly.
Make them feel like they're part of the team. Don't, don't lord it over them.
Exactly.
I don't know how you went out with this guy dressed. How did you guys make out with these girls?
Well, that's really none of your business. Boy, that is, you're asking all the wrong questions tonight, aren't you?
All right, I'm sorry. I just wondered how she reacted to Bob in his outfit.
I don't know, but I will tell you this. When I talked to her the next day, she'd had a great time, and I didn't bring up his clothing. She didn't either, but she wanted to see him again.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what saved it. I got his hair out of that twist tie, I think.
Wow. All right, the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876, talking with David G. Hall here, and we'll take some phone calls coming up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, talking with David G. Hall here about the employee-employer relationships. We were with Bob Green last hour, and this whole idea of balding and bald men. You're talking about Bob Green, who is a guy that lost his hair and was tying it back in a ponytail, and you talked him out of that.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, Phil, Bob's not the best dresser in the world. This guy's got a lot of money. We went out with these two women, and apparently she had a good time. I talked to her the next day. The young lady was with him. And now, I don't know, but and he looked like hell. When I went to the house to pick him up, he looked like hell. He lives in a beautiful home in Anaheim Hills.
Okay.
But he looked like living hell, and he thought he was fly. He thought he was styling, and he's got the hair pulled back and a twist tie. I said, do yourself a favor, you're a bald man. That's when it hit him, and that's when he went and got the hair system. And when you said to him, no, I don't have a hair system, all you do is make a guy with a hair system feel small.
A hair system, that's the thing that really bothers me.
What?
Why doesn't he just call it a toupee? Why doesn't he just call it a hair piece?
It's a hair system is what my understanding is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go over here to Timothy. Hi, Tim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yes, go
Hello?
Ahead.
Yeah, this is David G. Hall, sir. Go ahead.
My question is, why do you sound like that you're better than everybody? I'm bald, I own two businesses, and I accept all my employees for the way they are. And you sound like you're above everybody. God made people the way they made them. So
well,
who gives you
the
right
bald,
to downgrade somebody?
If you're bald, you're already. In other words, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not saying that you're not a successful businessman. But in the looks department, you got to admit you're trailing.
I don't agree with
and
that.
I'm trailing.
Whoa.
Dude, I've got
wait.
Money coming out of my freaking yin yang. I own a furniture store, two of them, one in Houston, Texas. One in Dallas, Texas. I have two construction companies in the same place. I ain't trailing nowhere.
I understand that, sir, but you're always going to be bald. So you're.
So
what difference
God
does.
God made me this
yeah.
way. God made me this way. I'm proud of it.
All right. But I'm saying that God made you ugly, is what he did.
No, he didn't. Let me ask you. I'm going to jump in here, Tim. Hold on.
Who the hell do you think you are, buddy?
You sound like you're insecure.
You're the one that have two guys pick up hookers for you, not me.
Sure, I know those.
Do you have a guy arrange a date for you? But now, what kind
I
of work
don't
do you
arrange
have?
Dates. I know
so
those
you
young ladies.
Your
they were.
To it.
They were
you
not hookers.
Your friends do it. Just
let me. The guy I got. The
you.
Guy that I got the.
So
the guy that I got the
here,
dates
buddy?
For. I want to tell you, the guy I got the dates for ties his hair back in a ponytail and he's as bald
so
as a newborn
so
baby. So what?
So
are you
what? You can't accept him. You can't accept him for the way he is.
Women.
You can't accept him.
I'm not. It ain't about me. It's about the woman looking at a guy with a ponytail and a
so
head
it's
as
about,
naked as.
It is about the woman and the man, not about you.
That's true.
It's not about
and
you.
I want to mention something, Tim. You know, women don't seem to have a problem with bald. Women that I know, and maybe Tim, they don't have a problem. A lot of women are attracted to it because.
Speaking of a lot of women are attracted to it.
Because they think it means extra testosterone. To be honest with you.
What is that?
It means
better
guys
than
that are
idiot.
It means the guys who are bald tend to have a higher level of testosterone because that's what clogs up the hair follicles.
Oh yeah, sure.
I've never heard that
yeah,
one. But that
right.
sounds good.
it is pretty good.
Oh yeah, sure. I think it's a load. I think you guys, you wish it was like that.
Let me ask you a question.
I wish.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me say something. I wish.
Yeah, you guys
got seven kids, buddy. And I'm proud of
why don't,
ain't nothing wrong
let me
with
ask, why don't women have male pattern baldness?
What?
Why don't women suffer from male pattern baldness?
Well, some of them do.
No, some of them get a disease. Yeah, I know that. But I'm talking about the male pattern baldness. Why don't women get it?
You mean like a baseball?
They don't have the male.
Well, I'm talking about
baseball
what men
pattern.
Get. Male pattern.
That's
yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I can't answer that
one. What, are you trying to tell me it's because they don't have the male hormone?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
You know, you guys that are bald kill me. You can't just gracefully be bald. You got to make up fairy tales about, yeah, you know, women really like it.
Look at man, I don't have a problem with women.
Wait.
You know, I don't have a problem.
We got to make up fairy tales and stuff. You want to know some?
Yeah.
At least we can joke
yeah.
about it. At least we can enjoy it. At least we're not ashamed of it. We're not hiding nothing. We are who we are. We are the men that God made us, and we're proud of it. We're not
trying to tell you guys.
We don't
I'm
have,
trying to tell you guys.
Shut down other people.
If you're around a bald guy who's insecure about it, and he says he wears a hair system, the least you can do is say, "Hey, that sounds good. I think I'll try that."
Why would I lie to the guy?
Why would I want to do that for?
Because then he's going to feel insecure because you two guys are going to lord it over him and think you're so hot, you're bald, and you don't care.
What? What, if that guy asked me about he's wearing a hair system or whatever the hell you want to call it, and I say to him, well, I wouldn't if I were you because you shouldn't worry about being bald.
Oh, yeah, sure. That guy, thank you, Phil. And the next thing you're going to hear is a pistol shot and a 911 call.
Oh, get out of here.
You want to know what I'd say if someone asked you that? God made me the way he made me, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I know. You've said that about 95 times. Right, I know. I've heard you say that about 50 times now since you came on. You know,
what's wrong
I'm
with
telling
that?
You. Some bald guy who's about ready to put a pistol to his head because he's as bald as a newborn baby's ass, you know.
David, the only guys out there, and he's got bigger problems than being bald. Psychologically, that guy's got trouble that has nothing to do with his being bald. All right, sir, thanks very much, Timothy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for stacking the calls, Phil, against me and in your favor.
I didn't stack anything. Thank you, sir, for your call. 877-877-877. I like that guy.
Well, yeah, you like him because he agrees with you.
You know, I don't believe that anybody can be this stubborn. At some point, you have to say, well, you know, Phil, you got a point.
Oh, is that how? This is what I love about you, Phil. This is what I love. You keep hammering away and hammering away and hammering away until finally someone's, well, okay, Mr. Hendry, I guess you're right. You won't let people have their opinion.
You can have your opinion, but I'm not hearing anything logical happening here, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Now, we went ahead and called Bob Green back. Is he on the line? But okay. I got Bob Green here at Fraser Foods in Buena Park. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been listening to David. You're talking about the date that I had.
Yeah, and then, you know, when Trudy called, I talked to Trudy the next day. She said she had a great time.
Well, of course she had a great time. There's no, if you're out with Bob Green, you ride a chariot to the stars. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But what is this you were saying about how I had on the tight leather pants and they looked bad? I want to say something to you, David, if I could.
Yeah, but David, I didn't mean to say that they look bad.
I want to say something to you if I could. First of all, those leather pants, the look was a sort of a Marlboro Man tough. It's a tough thing. I wear it well. A lot of women like it on me. All right? Now, we were going out for Japanese. What did we eat that night?
We had sushi,
exactly. So I come striding in to the sushi bar. I've got that Marlboro Man thing going on. You know, you get a lot of these people that are Asian or Asian Pacific will begin to hop to it a little bit if you've got a...
Yeah? Lost the line, Phil.
Yeah, are you there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm sorry. If you go into a sushi bar... And you've got that good, tough leather look. I don't know how to...
I'm not saying you look bad. You look very tough. I was saying...
Yes, you did say I look bad, because you said I had on the tight pants. I looked like hell. I had on moccasins. And
you did say that, David.
All right, this is what I'm trying to tell Phil. You did say that, David. You know, back me up, Phil.
No. He can back you up if you're telling the truth. He's not going to back you up and lie.
No, excuse me, Bob, but I'm talking to my, my guy.
Well, yeah, but I'm the advertiser.
Yeah, he's advertising.
Yeah, he's advertising.
Just go ahead and suck up.
Well, at least he's telling the truth, okay? So we went in, and I'm wearing leather. I've got on the, you said it was a rodeo shirt. It was a Western shirt. It was a Western shirt. I didn't have on moccasins. It was the fringed moccasin boot.
You were wearing the fringed moccasin boot.
Don't start with me, okay? Because I already heard from this guy. Can you believe it? This is what I was trying to tell you. What do you mean, can you believe it? Did she have a good time or didn't she? She had a good time, yeah. Okay.
So you were wearing a fringed moccasin boot.
Oh, come on. What is it? So you were wearing a fringed moccasin boot. You know, the way that you pretend like you're shocked really gets me.
I'm beginning to agree with David. You must have looked like a real freak on wheels, Jack. You know?
A freak on wheels, Jack. Did you record that?
I wrote it down.
A freak on wheels, okay?
Now, I'm telling you right now, if we're talking about bald, we're talking about bald. Why'd you call up?
I called up because I wanted to take exception to this guy talking about the date that we went out on and how he said I looked like living hell, and I'm quoting him directly. I had moccasins, tight leather pants, a Western shirt, a vest, and I had my hair tied back with a twist tie that I found on the hefty bags. Now he says to me, take the hair out of the twist tie. I did. Do I care? Do you think I care? As soon as I met this girl, I knew that we were going to have a great time. That's the kind of confidence that I have. And when I walk into that sushi bar, and I'm dressed like, you know, I was dressed in a sort of frontier look, and you have a lot of Asian Pacific people who see that look on a Caucasian, they're going to hop to it. There's no question.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know.
So I've been out.
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm gagging on that one.
You're gagging on what?
Never mind. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break. What I just heard there was so utterly and completely asinine and insulting and offensive and everything in between, I can't breathe. We'll be right back here. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth, man, is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall and Bob Green joining us. We've been talking about employer-employee relationships. We're talking, and it got into the discussion of male pattern baldness, or men who are bald and are comfortable with it, men who are bald and are not comfortable with it, and I guess men who have hair. David, you have a full head of hair, right?
I have not had that problem, but I, you know, certainly know men that have. First of all, when you say it's a problem, I don't have that problem. I have a hair system. And
all right, but yet one point you were bald.
I'm not going to acknowledge anything, any imperfection. One of the things that I do, Phil, as a successful businessman, and one of the reasons why I'm a successful businessman, and one of the reasons why I have a very high level of confidence around women.
Well, we were talking about the way you treated that one female employee.
Watch it, Bill, okay? What do you mean the way I treated that one? What I said to her was, don't ever talk to me like I'm some dumbass that doesn't know about art and how to talk about it. And that's what I said to her. So I'm bald like David's bald. I'm not bald.
You got a hair system. That is a hairpiece.
No, it is not. It's a hair system.
Bill, it's a hair system. And the reason why it's not a hairpiece, a hair system, is it $15,000?
Yeah, $15,000.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to phone calls here. On the line is Max. Go ahead, Max. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall and Bob Green.
$15,000 just to hide who you are. That is pretty impressive. I had called to say that.
If I can afford it. Maybe that's your way of saying you can't.
That's true. I will agree with you that that's not an unfair response, but I think that, you know, my boss used to have a ponytail and bald, and that is not a good look. I think the guy was helping you, and Phil, I think he was absolutely right.
Well,
he said you need to show more tact to certain people at times.
I think that I was. Look, I don't care. I got great confidence around women.
Well, no, I think Bill was right about that also, that that women do respond to it. It's absolutely true that testosterone is the reason that men
are bald. Are you bald?
No, I'm not, but I'm starting to thin at the temples, and I got to admit that it does worry me a little. But I don't think I would ever wear a system.
So in other words,
you're worried about it, but
you do realize it means more testosterone. So what are you worried about?
Well, when it starts to go back a little bit, I'd be worried about it cosmetically only, not from a outlook perspective. I'd just shave it bald.
Why don't you get a hair system?
I'd shave it bald.
Don't get it.
I think that always looks better, even if you're overweight.
What looks better?
Shave it bald.
What?
Just shave it all
off. You won't have to shave it after a while. It'll just fall out.
Ring around the collar. How are you growing a ponytail if it's all fell out?
I mean, ring around the collar. What the hell
That monk look. You all have that old medieval monk look where, like, you intentionally.
No, I'm telling you that if you're going bald, you don't have to shave anything.
No, he's talking about shaving the sides.
I don't care what he's talking about. I'm telling him, get a hair system.
Unless you spend as much as a good car would cost.
$15,000.
I do not have that kind of money, and I don't think most people do. And I don't think most people know those paintings either, Phil.
Would you talk to me and not to Phil? Because he doesn't care what you got to say.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. He's not interested in what you got to say.
He's the one who took my call,
sir.
He's the one who took my call,
sir. Is this a guy? Am I talking to a guy or a woman?
It's a guy. All right, listen, Max, thank you. Let's move on. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to John. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That guy sounded all wrong.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking maybe...
What do you mean he sounded all wrong?
Much luck with women with his hair receding the way it is. But
I got all kinds of luck with women. You want to know what gives you luck with women? A big bankroll, my man. A big bankroll, buddy. You buy them a car, you'll find out how lucky you get with a woman.
All right, that's really that's really great advice.
Make wigs like George Washington used to wear? Because that'd be cool, man.
Keep making your jokes, kid. And keep your job at the supermarket, too.
All right. You're the guy that's got the hair system.
I do. I've got a hair system.
Oh, I would love to have one like George Washington had back in the day. I'd pay $15,000 for that.
Hey, I got a great idea for you. Go to a costume store and buy a wig.
I don't want a wig. I want a hair system, man. You said there's a difference between a hair system and a wig.
$15,000.
I want a hair system like George Washington had.
I know it's going to cost you $15,000. That's a lot of groceries to bag. I don't know how long it's going to
take. I would pay that.
You pay it once you get the money. Once you get the money, and you'll be bald by the time you get that money too.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Love it. I'm worried about. The ladies love it.
The what?
The ladies love that kind of hair, man. It'd be retro.
You need speech therapy. You need speech therapy.
Why do I need?
You go bumble bumble. Because this is what you said. You went boo 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 boo. That's what it sounded like.
Well, I'm down here at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Phil, I want to thank you, gentlemen, very, very much for joining us.
What are you thanking me for? I mean, all you did is weaken a country tonight, Henry.
Get out of here, okay? Bob?
Hey, I want to ask that last guy, that smartass you had on the phone, okay, talking about Ted's in Beverly Hills and the breast milk and all that. Let me tell you something, kid. Until you've had it, don't knock it. There's an old saying, don't knock it until you've tried it. And especially when you get it from a source. And I'm Bob.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. Boy, here's a guy that dresses like he's in a polka band, ties his hair back like he's a English lit professor at Reed College, is about 5 foot nothing, and he has nothing but women, and he can't find a wife to save his life. Anyway, and he's loaded too. All right, we're going to come up next hour with our news and information. Did you hang up on them or not?
Yeah, Mr. Hall's going to be hung up on.
What does he want, man? Yeah, David.
You mean what do I want?
want. I happen to be your partner.
Okay, so...
So what?
So the whole conversation's ridiculous, okay? We're done. We're done.
Oh, we're done, are we? You know, don't tell me that you don't care about your bald head, because, you started to get a little... You started to get a little crazy as the conversation was moving on to that hour.
Well, what about Green? That guy is not... He's not packing a full load. That guy has not loaded up each shell with enough buckshot, man. That guy...
Whatever. He's a sponsor, and he's got a
$15,000 hair system. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, News and Information Hour, coming up next.
Phil Hendry.